Hello everyone, welcome to Beat Architects podcast, BTA Explore. I'm Michael, marketing specialist here at Beat Architects, and today we've got a special guest with us, Mr. Eli Bitar, founder and CEO of Beat Architects. So today we're going to talk in general about Beat Architects and about our services and our work and projects.
Yeah,
Thank
thanks so much, Michael, for having me. I know
Thank
you
you
are
for being
excited about the
here.
BT Explore thing, and I want to congratulate you on all the nice ideas you have. And
Thank you.
it has been a pleasure working with you. So I know that you have a lot of questions, so hit it on directly. Let's do this.
Okay, so can you tell me like how did you found Beat Architects? What was the main idea behind it? The
Definitely.
journey.
Yes, definitely. It's a good question. A lot of people ask it, but you know, when it comes to the answer, there's no one answer that could say it. I never knew that this would be the route that we're going to take. I was doing architecture at the university. I was good at it because I was a nerd, basically doing a lot of work and making sure everything is like exactly as the professors advised me. And then I actually couldn't find a job. So it gave me I had no other opportunities but try to find a solution. So I wanted to kind of do something. So I started an office back in 2016. I think I graduated 2015 or 16. 15, maybe 15. And 2016, I started the office in February. I didn't know how and what to do. It was tough. It was tough. I did not have a lot of help. So I started as a small office trying to do projects. It started in Zahle, where I come from, and doing some stuff. And then it shifted. You know, opportunities do not arise from one person having the end goal. No one knows that they're going to do the next big thing. But it's sometimes issues and stuff that arise, and then solutions or stuff that you need, like steps that you need to take in order to find solutions to this, is the way that you build big things. So it started simple, and then I moved to a charity donation foundation. I love charity donation. And we started a food factory. For quite a bit of time, I was doing both. But I mean, the focus was on the food factory. And we had a lot of stuff going on the food factory. We were mentioned as entrepreneurs of the time, women leaders of the time, young and up and coming. It was very interesting. But then in 2020, when everything came to the situation that it is in Lebanon, I survived the blast, moved to the US, and then my dream of doing architecture came back and we started doing it. So again, the journey is never a final decision. Like, oh, I woke up one day and I was like, you know what? Today I have nothing. So I'm going to like build a big company. It doesn't come like that. It comes from, oh, I'm not finding an opportunity. Oh, no one is helping. I need to do something. So it's a lot. And this is in brief what basically kind of happened and where it came to be. Yes.
So Beat Architects has grown like rapidly and achieved like significant milestones. What do you attribute this success to, like mainly?
I mean, definitely. And I'm so proud and my heart is in the sky when I see Beat Architects where it is right now. I need to say that it is my team. I definitely cannot do anything without the beautiful people that are with us, the people that are not with us anymore. It takes a village to do what we do. And definitely, it's not just me. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm creative in the way that I do business. I know how to take care of clients. I love my clients. We put a lot of emotion in how we do it, but it takes a village. It's my team. It's the different people, the different professionals, the different... it's a lot of interesting people that I work with, and I definitely attribute my success to my team, that's for sure.
Yes, I definitely agree. A person alone can't do anything by himself, you know.
Yes.
You mentioned like a lot of emotions and all that. So do you have like what do you think are the core values of Beat Architects? How does Beat Architects differ itself from other companies and firms?
So for me, when it comes to basically at first architecture and then engineering, I do not take it as a business transaction. Again, and this has to do definitely a lot with my culture. So I am Lebanese to the bones and Armenian mostly as well. So my culture and how we do business in these countries, or at least how I was taught, my family is it's not just business. It's a relationship. It's my clients are friends. My clients are people with having things that need to be done, and it's not just a business transaction. American way is a little bit tough, but we come from a culture where we love our clients, where we want to give them everything they need, where we want to guide them, we want to build partnerships. So I think what it is a lot of partnerships, a lot of friendships, a lot of emotions, and these constitute the main values. And the other thing that I could tell you is we. Or I think I came, especially after all the difficulties that I've envisioned, not having anyone help us, not having a work opportunity and whatnot. We kind of, I came to say that, okay, we're changing that. I'm not a God architect. I'm an architect. I'm good at it, but everyone has an opinion and everyone deserves the design. Why not change architecture from I'm the architect and I know it all to I'm an architect and I'm here to help you do whatever you need in the best way. So we give the power to the client and we kind of be humble about our look over architecture. I think that as well was incredibly different. And is definitely different in how we do architecture, and I see it from the client and how they think about it.
That's wonderful. Can you share a moment or a project that truly defined Bit Architect's journey?
Definitely. Oh my God. Define Bit Architect's journey. There's a lot of projects. I mean, I want to tell you. But interestingly enough, sometimes when you are humble, Michael, and this is something for you, you're part of my team, and you know how many times we spend and we talk and we refine our stuff. But how sometimes when a person is humble and is kind and hears, a lot of things make sense. One time I had this, so we started as architecture, but how we became into engineering, I had this client. We started, it was a small project, but then we find a big opportunity to make his project big. And the return on investment would be tremendous. So we started a small project, turned very big. And then he said, I will not do any engineering but with you. I was like, but I don't do engineering. And he said, I don't know, just figure it out. And it was because of him that I started doing engineering. And I have had my first engineers, and it is Malik Venterpool. And I just really enjoy working with him. He's kind. He is upfront. He relies on us. He takes our guidance seriously. And he was the one that pushed me to have engineers. And it's now part of our trade. We do everything with engineers. So sometimes clients can be part of your success. And I think the Vanderpool project is definitely a refinement on success. The other project is Thornburg. BJ Thornburg and Marianne Thornburg are one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. And BJ is the same. He's like, listen, we like you. We read reviews about your work. We want to do everything with you. And because of BJ, I think we are starting a new chapter with construction. And I hope that BJ would be our first one to sign construction projects with us. So we would be the ones doing construction. So Bit Architect's trajectory is definitely led obviously by me, but again by the team, by my teammates that are my colleagues right now and my people that are defining their own seeing opportunities and leading us through different ways, and by my clients. I mean, Bit Architects doesn't have a mono faceted one idea. It's a lot of stuff, and it takes a village to do a lot of this, and a lot of smart people are everywhere, and this is what I can say. So this is what the trajectory is looking like.
Okay, so yeah, I can totally agree with you. Like the client satisfaction is a big thing here in Bit Architects. I'd like to mention that we have a perfect 5-star reviews on all on Google, on everywhere.
Yes.
So I'd like to ask you, what are the services that BIT Architects offer other than architectural and engineering and design?
So basically, we started as architecture and drafting, and then we moved to MEP engineering, which is mechanical, electrical, plumbing. We do all the calculations via engineer, structural engineer, civil engineering, land engineering, geotechnical engineering. Permitting is another major thing, because when you do the stuff, you need permitting. And then obviously contractor selection and contracting, which are the other ones. And then lastly, interior design. So we do have an array of services that we work under, but I definitely do think that this would be a good conversation for us in another session to really discuss like,
yes.
different services and different things and in depth.
Before we go, I'd like to ask you one more question, and it's a bit personal. Like, if you want to give an advice to a new like entrepreneur or a fresh graduate, you or her.
Yes. Good call. I would actually give this advice to myself when I was younger. Do not burn bridges. Keep a good smell everywhere you go. You know, keep a good aura. Learn from giants. No need for you to recreate the wheel. Sometimes if you have a good job, you learn a lot of stuff that will make everything much more easier. Entrepreneurial is not the only way. Let's start from there. There is a big trend right now where everyone is pushed to be an entrepreneur. Oh, go ahead, be an entrepreneur, which actually, you know what? It's not for everyone, and it's okay. And it's okay. Someone can have a decent job, having a decent pay, and it will be great. Why are we always pushing people to be on the limits? It's really difficult. So sometimes I want to say to people, it's fine. It's fine if you're not an entrepreneur. It's fine if you had a good job, but don't build bridges. And if you have a good idea, don't start from zero. Sometimes a lot of people worked on a lot of stuff. Learn and be decent and be kind, be humble. It will help you go further, much further, faster. So there is no need for you to invent the wheel on a lot of stuff. Yes, this is my thought.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's really insightful. You know? thank you for being with us here today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
And see you another time in another
Definitely.
Episode.
Thank you so much, Michael. I think this BT Explore podcast would be a great, interesting new feature. I do want to attribute this idea to you yourself. You're so young, you're
Thank
so
you.
fresh, and I'm so happy and proud to have you on the team. And I like all of your ideas. I do want to mention as well the design. Visual designer Mohammed Darghouth that helped as well with the design of the logo. I think it's perfect. And now I can't wait for you to see you as well succeeding with other teammates, telling them and asking them questions and then doing a video. I think this would be a great hit for us and for everyone to see behind the BIT Architects what is happening. It's not just me, it's a lot of people. And thank you so much, Michael. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.